Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Tamura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Yehoshua ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
We're learning Maseches Tamura Daf Chav Ches, we're starting the sixth parak. The Mishnah says, Kol ha'asurin l'gabe mizbeach, any carbon which is possible for the mizbeach, oisurin b'chol shehen. It asks a teruvis, even if it's a kol shu, even if there's a it would be a share of bittel, even Echad Be'elef Rashi says, would ask the teruvus, the whole teruvus would be asked to the mizbech. And like the Gemara says, the Mishnah tells you a chiddish, the loy batli beruba. It doesn't become batel bereif. Normally there's a halacha, chad betray batel. If you have a teruvus, and here we're referring to, more specifically, a teruvus which is called a teruvus of yavesh beyavesh. You have two types of teruvus. You have a teruvus of lach belach, where you have a mixture with one of the ingredients, let's say, is asa to eat, is not kosher, but it's mixed in, and then roiv of the teruvus is kosher. So that's a teruvus called lach balach. There is a din of bitl b'roiv. That's one type of bitl b'roiv, which it's halachas. So we hold al kopanim midirabanan, or could be even in some cases midiraisa, that you need shishim, you need 60 times to have bitl. And then you have a teruvus, what's called yavish biyavish, where you have not a physical mixture, that it's all mixed together, but you have a mixture because you don't know which one is which. That's why it's called mixed. You don't know which one is which, but each one is actually standing on its own. Each one is nikabif ne'atzmai, but you don't know which one is which. So there the halacha is that chad betray batel. If let's say you have three pieces of meat, and two of them are kosher, are shchuta, and one of them is nevela. So that's called a teruvus, even though each piece of meat is standing on its own. But since you don't know which is aser, which is mutter, that's called a teruvus. If rev is mutter, so then you'll have to eat the entire teruvus. But here the Mishnah is mechadish, that wouldn't apply to the asurim legabim mizbech. To the asurim mizbech, to the karbanis, that apostle, if you don't know which animal has the psul and which animal does not have the psul, then you cannot use any of the animals as a carbon. They'll all be considered pasul. So the Mishnah goes out and is mefarit all the psulim, reiva venirva, behema, that an aveira of reiva and nirva was done with it, hamuksa, an aveira that was a carbon that was set aside to be avaydazara, veneved, a carbon was actually used to be avaydazara, veesnan, carbon that we used to pay a zayna, umechir, carbon was exchanged for a dung, and the Mishnais will explain different halachas about these things. Va'akalayim, animal that's a mixed breed, but I guess it looks like one of them, so you can't really tell the difference between that and a regular sheep. Va'atreifa, a carbon that's a treifa, a behemoth's a treifa, va'yetzidayfin, a behemoth did not have a natural birth. So Rashi says that all of these animals we could find a case where you don't know which one is which. You don't know which one was the Reveya, the Nirva, the Muksa, the Nevad, etc. But what about Treifa? L'chaya, a Treifa should be obvious. And if it's not obvious, then how do you know in the first place that it was a Treifa? So Rashi brings down the Gemara in Zvachim that says that the case was, it was Nesarv Drusus Hazev ben Akivis HaKaitz. The halacha is if a wolf comes and sticks its claws into an animal, that becomes a drusa, and that is a treifa. Mashenkein, if it has an injury because a thorn went and got stuck into the animal, so that's not a treifa at all. And mamela, you can't tell which one was clawed by the wolf or which one was not. Inami, in the second teretz, it says, b'vad treifa, alibad Reblezer, kamali yikrev. Reblezer says, if you have a treifa animal, and it has a child, you cannot be makir of the child. The vlad treifa is also asur, and that, of course, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between that and any other animal. Now, actually, the Gemara in Zvachim there has a third pshat. The pshat was that one of them was a nefula. One of them actually fell. And that's a treifa, but you don't know which one fell. But if an animal fell from a height of 10 tfachim or other prate dinim, it becomes a treifa. But the Gemara there says that the other Amiram didn't say this pshat because they go with the shita that once it walks, then it doesn't have a din treifa anymore. If it walks, it doesn't even need bedika. And l'chaira, it wouldn't be mistabra that the a few behemoths would all be knocked out, and one of them would be nefula, and the other one can't work for other reasons. That's not a mistabedik thing. So Rashi probably didn't bring it because we paskin that way, that once it walks, it doesn't need bidika anymore. Rabbeinu Geshem in the Gilyan says something. He says that the case of treifa is a case of nekuvas haveshet, that the esophagus was pierced, and that could happen from the outside, that something went and pierced the esophagus. So how come you're not able to tell? The teretz is because the wound healed. And the halacha is, even if the wound healed, the behemoth is still considered a treifa. So binasarin, an animal which has nekuvas haveshet, its veshet, its food pipe was pierced, and nekuvas haveshet is b'mashu, and now you can't tell anymore because subsequently the wound healed, but the halacha is, if it once got a hole in it, even if it healed afterwards, it's still considered a treifa. We don't consider the healing to be a permanent healing. But the magia on the Rabbeinu Geshem, it's on the Gilyan, he was actually the Cheshek Shleime, the Shleime came from Vilna. He says two problems. One is, why is he inventing a new case that the Gemara doesn't say there in Zvachim? Why is he saying a new pshat? Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Zvachim, and he's saying a new pshat. What's the pshat in that? And why did the Gemara in Zvachim say this pshat? So the Cheshek Shleime says, because Nekuvas HaVeshet is actually an Avela, not a Treifa. Nekuvas HaVeshet is considered an Avela. The Mishnah wouldn't call it treifa. But I saw in the Masifta Gemara, brought down from the Shiurim and Brisk, and they said over there, B'shem the Brisk Rav, that he said the Nekuvas HaVeshet is actually both a treifa and an avela. It actually has a din treifa and avela. Now the Emes says some place can hold that Nekuvas HaVeshet is not an avela when it's alive b'chlal. When it's alive, it doesn't have a din avela. The point is when it's shechted, the shkita doesn't work, so when it dies, it becomes an avela. But when it's alive, it doesn't have a din avela. So mela could be, the Mishnah could be referring to the treif of Nekuvas HaVeshet, we're talking about a live animal. But the Brisk Rav was saying that even if it's an avela when it's alive, but it's also a treifa, it's not an avela when it's alive, meaning it doesn't have tumas nevela yet. It just has a din avela that the shkita won't work. But it has a din treifa also, he says, is an afkamina, because nevela is not a psul carbon. Of course, a carbon won't work if it's a nevela because it needs a shechita. But the nevela itself is not a psul carbon. Treifa is a psul carbon. Treifa itself is a psul carbon. You learn it from a pasuk. Leitzias a treifa. Treifa is a psul carbon. Nafkamina la locha teizin zochem that pedal nebei says that if you hold vladis kachim avyasin en kadeshim, that the vlad of kachim, that let's say you have a female animal which is a carbon, and she has a vlad, it becomes a carbon when it after it's born. But if the animal has a psul carbon, like a tumtum and andragonus, so it won't be chal kedusha altogether. We're not have kedushas aguf. Mashenken, a nafil would have kedushas aguf because a nafil doesn't have a psul carbon. It happens to be dead, but it doesn't have a psul carbon, so it does have kedusha. It's like kachim shemesu. But it would have kedusha saguf, you wouldn't be able to be by it. So the Brisk Rav says that that's an afkamina. If you'd have, if Nekuvas HaVeshet would only be nevela, wouldn't be treifa, so it wouldn't have a psul carbon. So if an animal would be born with a Nekuvas HaVeshet, it would be considered a carbon. It would be considered a carbon. Have kedusha saguf. You wouldn't be able to imakrev it because it's a nevela, but it would have kedusha. Mashegin, Nekuvas HaVeshet is also a treifa. So that's samemela, when it's born, it has a psul aguf, and therefore, no kedusha would be chal on it. Also, nafkamina legabe ma'isa behema. There's no din ma'isa behema on a treifa. A treifa, there's no halacha of ma'isa behema. You don't put it into ma'isa behema b'chal. Mashenken in nevela, there's no miyat of nevela for ma'isa behema. So, a nekuvas HaVeshet, for only being nevela, you'd be able to use it for ma'isa behema. Of course, you wouldn't be able to imak of it. It would be nachal b'mumay. But it would have a din of ma'isa behema. Hashenken, if it's a treifa, since it's also a treifa, so we know that a ma'isa behema b'chlal. But it doesn't answer the guf ha'shayla, why Rabbeinu Gershon would say his own case of nekuvas HaVeshet, for whatever reason the Gemara there didn't say nekuvas HaVeshet, maybe even after it heals, you could be able to tell which one had a nekuvas HaVeshet or not. But the Gemara there didn't say Nekuvah Seveshet. Why Rabbeinu Gershon said his own case of Nekuvah Seveshet when the Gemara said other cases? Now the Mishnah goes on, Ezu Muksa, HaMuksa Levedes Kechavim, and that will be discussed a little bit more in the next blot, something which is set aside in order to worship it. Hu Aser, the actual animal is Aser, Masha'ol of Mutter, but whatever is on the animal is Mutter. Ezu Nevet, Kol She'evet did I say, and Nevet is the animal which they actually worshipped. Hu U'Masha'ol of Aser. Both it and what's on it is Aser. V'zeh v'zeh Mutter ba'achila, but both animals are Mutter to eat. Now, Muksa doesn't have any din lehedit b'chlal. If anyone would take any item and say, I'm deciding, I'm going to want to worship this, I'm going to want to do a very desire with this item, and you put the item aside, and it would be set aside in order to worship, that is a psul for a carbon. You cannot use this item as a carbon. But it's not any psul at all, lehedit. It doesn't have any din. There's no din of muksa lehedit b'chlal. Nevad, ordinarily, most of the times, an item which you do have a desire with is asabana. You learn it out from Leisavit Tehevel Beisecham or Leivat Biyachem Umim and Acherim. There's whole Gemaris, any item which you were either the item, you did have a desire on the item, so it becomes asabana. But that doesn't apply to animals. It doesn't apply to a balchai. It also doesn't apply to mechubel karka. Things that are mechubel karka don't become asr, and hu adin abal chai doesn't become asr. You need something which has a tfisas yad adam. Something which comes naturally doesn't become asr. By trees, if you're not the metchila b'kach, that's a din of ashera. This is all discussed in Masechtas Avodah Zarah in the third parak. But there's a very geshmakish tikkul from the Brisker Rav. It's printed in the Chedush Yemar and Rizal Evel Rambam in the Sefer of the Brisker Rav and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. And he asks the kasha, this Mishnah is telling you that there's no din muksa or nevad by an animal for that doesn't asa ba'achila, and nevad did be havimina because all nevad is asa ba'hana. It's only an animal which is mufka from that, and muksa, I guess it'd be havimina since it's asa l'gvaya, so maybe it's also asa l'hedid. Maybe from the time he decides to be over it, maybe that makes an isser. So the Mishnah says, no, they're mutter ba'achila. But he says, the sight of the din of the Isra of Eidazara, the Isra of Nevad, is not an Isra Achila Bechlal. It's an Isra Hana. It's not Bechlal Macholei Sasures. It's an Isra Hana. You learn after, Yiba B'yachem Umim and Acherim, Leisavit Hevel B'Sechad, it's an Isra Hana. Why would the Gemara say, Zev Zem Mutarim Ba'achila? It should say, Zev Zem Mutarim Ba'hana. Now, of course, if it's mutter ba'achila, you may be saying it's mutter ba'na. So you might ask on this diuk. If it would say it's mutter ba'na, you might have a havamina that it's also ba'achila. So wants to tell you even a bigger chiddush, it's even mutter ba'achila. But the Brisker Rav was bothered because the sight of the isra of Avodah Zarah is isra hana. That's what it is. It's not isra achila. There's one isser. He says by Tekruvis, and we spoke about this a little bit in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, by Tekruvis, the Rambam brings down another isser. There's another isser, Vayechlu Zivchei Mesim, you learn that from there. There's another isser by Tekruvis, which the Rambam brings in Hilchos Macholos Asuris. Tekruvis has a din of isser Achila. It's Macholos Asuris. But that's only Tekruvis. Now, Avodah Zarah itself doesn't have any din Macholos Asuris. It's not an isser Achila B'chlal. So why would the Mishnah say it's mutter ba'achila? Did we know have a minute to have an isser achila b'chlal? The isser would be an isser anah. Now, of course, any isser anah includes achila because achila is having anah. And any time you say mutter ba'achila, you are telling me that it's mutter ba'anah because if it's mutter ba'achila, obviously it's mutter ba'anah. But still, the lashon is not madayik. It should discuss the isser that we're discussing, the isser of neved, which is an isser anah. It should say it's mutter ba'anah. Now, he also has a shvekan in the Rambam. The Rambam says, this is in a Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perches Halacha Aleph, and he says, Kol she'em b'tfisus yad onav lo yaso adam, afa b'shenevet haveiz ha-mutter b'hano. Anything which is not a man-made item, it's mutter b'hano. Lefikach, agayim ha'evdim esaharim, if they mishtacha v'lahar, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, al ha-harim elehayim, v'loy ha-harim elehayim, only on the mountains is Avodah Zarah, but the mountains itself cannot become Avodah Zarah, And then the Rambam writes at the end of the halacha, "Va'isa ha-behema, ve'ein tzarech lo'im ha-behema shehuksis la'avei dezoret, shimuteris va'achila. Bein shekzu lo'evda, bein shekzu la'kriva, harezu muteris." The Rambam tells you this din, that a behema does not get a din of nevad. Nevad is only on a man-made item. So if a guy makes an avei dezoret, he worships it, becomes asur ba'anah, but an animal, he worships the animal is still muter ba'anah. And the Rambam says, "Ein tzarech loymar muksis is also mutabano." I mean, he says mutabachilo. Doesn't say mutabano like the Mishnah. He says, "Ein tzarech loymar, it's mutabachilo." So, Frekti Briskerov, why is the Rambam throwing in muksa here? Nevan really does make an isra'no. A behema has a hafka from that, has an exclusion. Even though normally when you're even in any item, it becomes asabano. But the Rambam is telling you, halacha, that doesn't apply to an animal. It doesn't have tfisas yad adam, and therefore it's mutabano. And then he says, "Ein tzarech loymar by muksis is also mutabachila." Muks is not a din in an animal. Muks is tam a din. Everything, and even something which does get a din nevad, muksa doesn't asur it b'chol. Why is he bringing in this din that muksa is mutter together with the din that by behema nevad is mutter? It doesn't belong. It has no shaykhus to this halacha. He should tell you this din in Hilchus Kachim, in Hilchus Yisurim Mizbeach, when he tells you the din that mukses is also the gvaya, so there he should tell you that it's mutl lehedit. Why is he saying it dafke here by behema? When you have a behema that's never, that's mutter, so that's telling you a chiddush about a behema. Mukses has nothing to do with the fact that it's a behema that doesn't have tisus yaradam. Mukses is dumb. Mukses doesn't aser. Why is the Rambam bringing it in? The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes, we'll get to it, but we'll speak it out now. The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes says, when on this Mishnah that says, "Zev zev mutarim b'achila," the Gemara says, "Kasha minohani mili." How do we know that it's mutar b'achila? And the Gemara says, because since we have a pasuk telling you it's asur l'gvaya, if it would be also asur l'hedyet, you wouldn't need a pasuk telling you it's asur l'gvaya, because it's a din mimashki Yisrael, min a mutar l'Yisrael. Anything that's aser to eat, memel is aser l'gvaya, because you need mimashki Yisrael, you need something min a mutter l'Yisrael. So any food, which is machalas asur, any tray for food, that itself would be a passus for a carbon if you can't eat it. So memel, since the pasuk teaches you that it's aser l'gvaya, and that alone, it tells you the heter l'hedit. So zog de biskerov, how do you learn the kasha de gemara minohani mili? Namal, he would learn that minohani mili means, how do you know that nevad is mutter lehedit? Because nevad normally it is an issur. So we have a feirish pasuk, le'yibah b'yadcha mumim min acherim, or le'savitev el b'secha, we have psukim telling you an issur derais of nevad. How do you know that doesn't apply to behema? And the answer is, because since there's a pasuk, mina behema, to tell you that nevad has a psul carbon, since the Torah tells you psul carbon, that tells you that there's no psul lehedit, because otherwise there'd be a problem of mashki Yisrael. And that's a klinik. It says, Bemis in Rashi and Chum and Daf Mem, and in a lot of other places, says, this is taka the lima, this is taka the makar, this halacha we have in Masechtas of Avodah Zarah, that neva doesn't apply to an animal, doesn't have tfisa. Other is taka learned out from the fact that there's a psul carbon. But Rashi and Taisus and Afchav Tesa Mavur, that the Gemara was asking by Muksa also. Not only how do you know that Nevad is Mutter, but how do you know that Muksa is Mutter? And the same Teretz, since there's a pasuk telling you that Muksa is also Likvaya, that tells you that Muksa is Mutter Lehedit. So Taisus asks Akasham, why do you need a pasuk? What's this Minani Mili? What's the Makar that it's Mutter? What's the Makar that it's Aser? You need a makar that it's aser. It was never nevad. It was muksa. It was set aside for avodah. What would be the makar that it's aser that we need a makar to be matert? Emphatizes hagufa. The only makar to aser would be the pasuk by carbon. And as though you would say that once a Torah asked it legabe carbon, that tells you that it's treif, that gives it a din of machalas aseris. And what the Gemara means to say is that no, you can't do that. You can't say when the pasuk tells you that it's asur l'gvaya, that gufa teaches you that it's asur l'hedit, because faket, if it will be asur l'hedit, then the Torah would never have to tell you it's also the Gevaya. The Torah would just tell you it's also, you know it's also the Gevaya. So male, the Torah wouldn't say it in that way. If a Torah says an Issa L'Gevaya, that will teach you that it's Adaram, that it's Mutter L'Hedyit. So the Havamina that it's also B'Achila, Al-Kapanah by Muksa, is because of the Issa L'Gevaya, because of the Psul Karban of Muksa. Now, you have the Psul Nevad, you have the Issa Anav Nevad, which doesn't apply to a Behema, and you have a Din by Behema that Nevad does make a Psul Karban. Zakhtirav, it's not the Pshat, that it's the same din nevad. There's one din nevad. It happens to be legabe hedyot, it doesn't apply to behemis. And legabe gvayin is a chiddush, and it applies to behemis also. But it's the same din. Zakhtar Rav, no. It's two different dinim. And it brings a makar. It says, the Rambam, in Perek Dalad Ilchas Asur Mizbech Alach Avav Paskins, that nevad's asur, you know, even if you're even someone else's animal. Talacha is by nevad, einan amaisadav ashein ashalai. If somebody comes and worships your item that belongs to you, then he doesn't answer it. If he doesn't answer it, there's a whole sugi in the Gemara, but stam, a mishtachave doesn't answer it, he could worship your item, it doesn't become asur b'hana. Zok the Rambam, but it does become basul the carbon. In fact, the Raivan, what happened to einan ma'isa dav v'shein ha'shaloi? Zok the Kesef Mishnah, there's a difference between Isser no, or an Isser Lugvaya. That's also even without a Maisa. But Zagdi Riskirov, and he says the Makar to the Ram is a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says it. It's Yishalmi and Klayim. And the Yishalmi stells it too from Balchai. The Yishalmi says, I'm gonna tell you like this, even though we find Lehedyit, this is a Dinaid and a Maisa Davashain and Shaloi, but that's only Lehedyit. Because Balchai is mutter. So who within Ein Shalai is mutter? Vashegi and Likvaya will Balchai is asr. So who within Ein Shalai is asr? That's what the Yishalmi says in Klayim. Factor of what's a Shaychus? Behema of Balchai, that's a special din Lagami Nevad. That's a special din in Avay Dezara. It's not a din B'chol HaTer Kula. It's a din in Avay Dezara. It's a special din by Nevad that a Balchai doesn't become Nevad. So good, that din doesn't apply Likvaya. Mashenki in the din of Einan Amaisa Davashen Ishloi is a din b'chol haterikula. It's a din by Klayim also. This dinim, Tarsus explains it's only when it's Ayyidei Machshava, but there's a din, you can't make a chalei sisser on Yenis Chayfetz. It's a din b'chol haterikula. So why wouldn't it apply to Kachim also? I find by Kachim that a Balchai, even though by Chulin, Balchai doesn't get an Issa Nevi, but by Kachim it does? That's because that's a local din, Lagabe Avei Dezara. But the din of Einan Maisa Davashen Ishloi is the Klali Yistik Adin, B'chol HaTer Kula. Why would you make an exception, L'gabi D'Psul Gevaya here? And also he says, you do find the din of Einan Maisa Davashen Ishloi L'gabi Karben also. You find the L'gabi Esnan, that if someone gives an Esnan of something which doesn't belong to him, it doesn't become possible. Gemarim Sachem Naflamin. So you see, it does apply to Gevaya. So why wouldn't it apply here? What's the pshat in this whole Yerushalmi? When the Torah says that a behema doesn't become nevad, is a pshat that it can't be chala chalais nevad on a behema, period. And that applies even for the psul carbon. It's not the pshat legabe carbon, it could be chala chalais nevad on it. No. It can't be chala chalais nevad, it can't be chala chalais avay dezara on a behema. That's it then. That there's also legvay is without any chalois. It's not because it's chala chalois shein nevin on it. It's because of the maisa. Because of the maisa. Like reva and nirva. It's a maisa, an action that happened to be done with it. It's not a chalois shein nevin. That taka can't be chal. Not legvay and not lehedit. But there's a new chiddush. That legvaya, the chalois, the maisa alone asses. So I bezay, it's not chayachin a maisa dava shein a shalai. Einan ha-maisa v'shen ishlai means it can't be chalach alayis isser. But the maisa happened. The maisa alayin is a psul. That's a pshat in the Yishalmi, it's medamina too. The Yishalmi is saying, Einan ha-maisa v'shen ishlai is when you want it to be chalach alayis nevat. So memela can't be chalach v'shen ishlai. Mashengen l'gabi psul karbin, since you see that it's chalach balechayim, and a chalach nevat is not chalach balechayim, period. Even l'gabi karbin. Elamite, stam the maisa avayin the lone asses. Oh, so ayim is not shaykh within of ayin the maisa davashay nishalai. So Oibazai Taina de Rizki Rav like this. Taisus is telling us that the Havamina to say that it's also Lehedit is learned that from the Issa Gavoya. And Taisus and Rashi over there put together Muksa and Nevad. That Muksa and Nevad we learn out from the Pasuk since the Torah said Psul Gavoya, so Mimela, that tells you there's no Psul Hedit because otherwise it's Mashki Yisrael. And the Gemara is bavarning that you learn out the Psul Hedit from the Psul Gavoya. So Zak de Rizki Rav, Oibazai the Psul Hedit that we want to learn out is not the Din of Lehidbak. Because for Layidbak, it would have to be Chal, a Chalois of Eidazara, on the Behema. And that's a din, that it's not Chal. That's not what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. The Mishnah is coming to teach us it doesn't have the new Psul Alidei Maisa. That Azayil say that it becomes Pasul the Karban Alidei Maisa without a Chalois Shem of Eidazara. So who would then it should become Pasul Ahedid Alidei Maisa? And that the Mishnah says no. It can't be because of Mashki Yisrael. So Zok de Biskirov, so mainly you could say very nice, you could say that the Havman of this new Shem Psul, which is not because it has a Chalois of Eidazara, it's a new Psul that you're learning out from the Psul Karban, Yenip Psul would be a Macholas Asura Stikadin. Yenip Psul would be a Suri Achila. So that's why the Mishnah says, Zev Zev Matarim Achila. The Mishnah's not trying to teach you that it doesn't have the Psul of Al-Yid, but B'yachim Umm and Acherim, the Psul of Isavit Hevel B'Secha, the Psul Hanah of Aveda Zara. That's not the point of this Mishnah in Tumura. That you learn Aveda Zara, you'll find out that a Behema doesn't have a Psul Nevad. Like a Hara doesn't have a Psul Nevad. In these Tfisis today, Adam. You'll look at Aveda Zara, and you'll see you have to be Ovid it in order to get a Psul Hanah. If you just will max it to be Ovid, it doesn't say any Psul there. So you'll know that doesn't have that Psul. But here, the Mishnah is telling you it has a Psul Karban. And Taisus is telling you that told us that since it's a Psul Karban, without this Joshua of Mashki Yisrael, we would say that means it's a Psul Hedit. Yen a Psul Karban would make a Psul Hedit of Macholas Asuris. It's a different Psul. It can't get a, it doesn't have a Shem Nevan. It won't become Asavano. It would have a new Psul. Altsamaisa. That Psul would be an Isser Achila. That's what the Mishnah says, Zev Zev Mutarim Achila. And that explains the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that we started with. When the Rambam brings the din that a behemah doesn't have a psul hanah, he starts a re'elu mutarim b'hanah, and then he says, "Umutu lechol oisah beiris v'oisah behemah." Ve'ein tzarech leim be'behemah muksas Avodah Zarah shumutaris b'achila. And the Rambam is saying two dinim. The Rambam is first telling you that you don't have the din of Avodah Zarah that it becomes nevat. Because it doesn't have tfizi adam, it doesn't become nevat. And now the Ram is telling you a new din. That's also mitzad the chaloy shem of Avodah Zarah. But what about the psul mitzad the ma'is aver that happened? And what's the makar to such psul? The makar is a psul karban, fine. And that psul would be a psul achila. Says like the Ramah, but it doesn't exist like Abi Hedit. That's why it's mutter lechol the payers of the ilan, and that's why it's mutter lechol the behema. You don't have a din machosurs, and that's why ain't sarach loymar a behema shemuchses. We asked before, L'chaya, Nevad really should apply to Behema. So the Ram is telling you a Chiddush, that Nevad doesn't apply to Behema because it doesn't have Tvizir Adam. But Muksa, what does it have to do with this? Taisa, the Ram is telling you a second Chiddush. First of all, the regular Din Nevad doesn't apply to Behema. But second of all, don't think there's a new Macholas HaSuris Tikkur Din that comes from the Psul Karban. That's what this Mishnah is saying. So that, the Rambam says, that Chiddush applies to both Nevin and Muksa equally. Like Rashi and Taisel in the Gemara. Minani Mili is on both Nevin and Muksa. Minani Mili is talking about a new psul that the psul carbon should also be a psul of Macholas Asuris. And that psul is not mitzad the shame of Avodah Zarah, that's chal, which that would ask about no. But that psul is a new psul mitzad the Maisa. And that would have just the din of Asuri Achila. And that the Rambam says, you don't have that psul. That psul doesn't exist l'gabi hedit. That's only a psul l'gabi gvaya. That's the Rizki Rav shtickle. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, first, Gemara Sakasha, the Mishnah says that there also b'kol shein, which teaches you that it's not part of the Berev, like we said. But the Mishnah in Zvachim says the same thing. The Mishnah in the beginning of the 8th paragraph of Zvachim says, kol ha-kachim shenisar v'chatayi semesis ha-bashar niskal. If you have kachim and a chatas hamesa or a shar niskel gets mixed in, it's not both the b'raiv. So the Gemara answers that there it's asa b'hanah. So Isser Hano is a reason why it shouldn't be bought the Barayiv. Here it's not Asser Bano, these are only Psum Lagabe Mizbeach. There's no Isser Hano, so you'd have a Havim in there. Since it's not Asser Bano, it doesn't have the same Cheshivas, Samel Litzlok could be bought the Barayiv. So that's why you need this Mishnah. And Rashi and Taisus bring the Gemara in Zvachim, why would you need that Mishnah? If you see, even when it's not Asser Bano, it's not Batal, so Kol Shekein it's Asser Bano. So Teretz says, that Mishnah is telling you an added chiddush, that it's even asul lahedyot, you musul kulan, you have to kill everything, you have to kill all the animals, because of the shara niskul, the chatas hamesa, the isser hana, that's this ariv, so you have to kill everything, it's even asul lahedyot. Our Mishnah would only tell you that the din that it's not bottles, lambic gabi gvaya, you would think they were more machmel gabi gvaya. So that's why I need both Mishnahs, you need that Mishnah, because that Mishnah is an isser hana, you think only an isser hana is not bottle. But maybe if it's not an Isra no, it doesn't have the chashivas not to be batal. And you think maybe the other way, that if you're going to say an Isra no is not batal, and if you can say even without an Isra no, it's not batal because you can't bring it as a carbon, that's what that Mishnah teaches us, but you wouldn't know that that's also lagabe hedyot, also that you'd have to throw it out entirely, that's why I need that Mishnah. Then the Gemara asks that Mishnah there in the 8th paragraph of Zvachim also talks about the cases of Yisurim Mizbeach, like Reva and Irva. So it's Mamish the same case. So the Gemara answers that it is a different case, because in that case, we're talking about the behemoths who are already Kodesh. We're talking about actual Karbanis. In our case, we're talking about there is Surim Lagambi Mizbeach, but they're not Karbanis. It got mixed up with other animals, and the question is, now you want to make them a carbon. At this point, it's chulin. So the Gemara thought that there's a havamina that when it's a carbon, so then it's not batal because it's mias. It's mias l'gvaya for a soul to get mixed into the karbanis. It's mias, that's why it's not batal. Mashaken here, it's chulin. So the point of the taruvis, as Rashi explains, is not mias. So right now, since at this point, they're not karbanis, it's not mias, so mela becomes batal. And once it's bottle, so now when you makdish it, it was already bottle beforehand, it doesn't have that same nias like it would be if the teruvis was with kachim. That's what the Gemara says, why you need our Mishnah. And like Taisus points out, the Gemara in Zvachim has to explain why you need that Mishnah. If in this Mishnah, that when it's chulin, we say it's not bottle, so kol shekein when it's kachim, we should say it's not bottle. But the answer is, because that Mishnah doesn't only say that it's not batal, that Mishnah teaches you what to do, that you wait till they all get a mum, and then you take the most expensive animal, and you paid it. So you need that Mishnah to teach you what to do. And so the Eilat Shleimei asked a very interesting kasha. There's a Ran in the Dorim, on Daf Nun Bezim and Aleph, which has a big arichus about the din of Davash Yeshlei Matirin. There's a kasha on the Rif. It's mavur the nedarim that davar sheish lematirim, something which is asur, but it's going to become mutter, is only not batal. There's a din that it's not batal. It's only not batal when it's min b'minay. When it's min b'she'ene minay, even a davar sheish lematirim is batal. That's what's mavur the nedarim. So they ask a kasha on the Rif. The Rif says that if you have bread that's baked in the oven together with meat that's roasted in the oven, normally we paskin reicha lav milsa. If you have a treifa meat being roasted together with a kosher meat, we paskin reicha lav milsa, and the male, they don't become usher. But the Rif says if you have bread that's roasting in the oven together with meat, bread is a davar sheish lematirin, because you don't have to eat it with milk, you can eat it with meat. So the bread is considered a davar sheish lematirin, and since it's a davar sheish lematirin, then we'd say reicha milsa. Reicha lav milsa means that it's batal, it's not considered, it's considered like a mashahu. So if it was asr, so then we say reicha lav milsa. But here, when it's fleishuk, it's not asr, you roast the baked bread together with meat, so that's why you can't eat it with milk, because it's a davar sheish lematirin, you can eat it with meat. So, in fact, the Rishonim, davar sheish lematirim is dafka by min b'minay. Here, the bread and the meat is min b'she'ene minay. So why would there be a problem of davar sheish lematirim? Zog Daran a very yisoidistic answer. He says, what's the svar of davar sheish lematirim? Yadua Rashi and Beya Daf Gimel Medbei says that the reason is, because why should you have to bother b'seimach ha'mbitol You can do it without bittul. Asher techlenu b'issi, echlenu b'heter. But the Ran doesn't hold that way. The Ran holds a noobshat. Because he says, if that was the reason, what would be the chilah between mimba minay or mimba sheina minay? If the reason is you don't want to be saimach on bittul because you could do it b'heter, so what's the difference mimba minay, mimba sheina minay? It doesn't make any sense to be mechalak. So what is the reason? So the Ran, there's a Gemara Menachas Dafchav Gimel that says that Rabbi Huda learns out that min b'minay loy batol from the din of alakach midama par midama sor. By the Yom Kippur, you have a par and you have a sor and you mix them together. You mix them together, and we all know that the par has much more blood than the sor. And still when you mix it together, it does not become batol. Rabbi Huda understands from this that min b'minay loy batol. Since they're both blood, min b'minay loy batol. But their abundant hold that min b'minay is batol. So what do they do with the pasuk? So the Gemara says, they're teaching you that oilin eim avatlan zeze. Since both of them go on the mizbech, even though one's a par, one's a sar, but they both go on the mizbech, oilin eim avatlan zeze. So he says, the machlekes of Yunar Abundant is like this. Bittul requires a hisnagdus. Bittul requires that there are two ingredients here, and one of them is one type, and the other is a different type. So they can, what is this mixture? It can't be both because they're against each other. So therefore, with kaveya, the shame of the mix shall be the raif. So I give you the min b'minay. This you learn that from a pasuk. That's not considered a snagdus. They're both the same. They're both dam. They're both the same min. They don't have a snagdus. Therefore, it can't be bittul. Bittul is when the two things are anti each other. So the teruvus has to be nikval shame one because the other one is different. So memela, it becomes batal to this one. Mashegin, if it's the same, min b'minay, so they both can coexist. There's no bitl b'chai gavna. That should be Huda Shita. We don't paskin that way. Why? Because we say, einachinami, they're the same physically, they have the same shame, but they don't have the same din. One is isser, one is heter. One is kasha, one is treif. So that's this nagdus. It doesn't make a difference that they're both meat. But this is Nevel, this is Shkuta, this is this, and this is Heter. That alone is a great Sisnagdus. So what do the Rabbanan see in the Dam HaPar is not Mevatel, the Dam HaSor? That's because the Din is the same. Ain't Oyla Mevatelan Zezeh. Rabbi Huda says it depends on physically. As long as physically it's the same, I learned from the Pasuk that it's not Batel. The Rabbanan say no. Physically the same is not the problem. The problem is halachically it's the same. They're both Oylan. But if halachically this is snagdus, so then there could be bittul. Oh. So now we understand davisheshem etirim, says the Ran. Davisheshem etirim were missing in the hisnagdus. It's true that at this point one is aser and one is mutter. But one is mutter and the other is only aser temporarily. It's going to be mutter. So that's not enough of a hisnagdus. So that's a chiluti mimba minay mimba she'enay minay. When physically they're the same, and halachically, they're also not so different. Physically they're the same in the min b'minay, and halachically, one is mutter, and one is only also temporarily, it's going to be mutter. So since physically it's the same and halachically they're not so different, that's not enough to make bittul. So there, physically they're different. And halachically they're also a little different, because one is mutter now, and the other is also now. It's going to be mutter later. So then it's already enough different not to be batel. That's the Ran Svar. Hazak Teran, now I understand the riff. Because by meat and bread, there, halachically, they're even more the same. Because by davisheshem etirim, where it's mutter now, but it's aser now, but it could become mutter, but now it's completely aser. Later it could become mutter. So halachically, there is a difference. It's not enough of a difference. So therefore, if physically it's also different, so then it could become batul. But if physically it's the same, and halachically it's not enough of a difference, then it's not batul. But when you're dealing with parav and fleishachs, when you're dealing with the bread that's roasted with the meat, so they're halachically, they're completely the same. They're both in ganz and kosher. Happens to be that you can't eat the bread, you can't eat the meat with milk. That's not called the halachic difference. Because you can eat it totally, you just can't eat it with milk. Is mevela that has a stronger din of davisheshem etirim because it's so similar halachically that even Mimbisha Einai Minai will say Davashesh Sematir. That's the Ran Shtikl Teir. Raldig Shtikl. So Zagta Eilish Shleima like this. So if that's true, so why wouldn't it apply to when you have animals, all of them are chulin, and all of them are totally mutter. They have no problem. One's a raiva, a nirva, a esna, and a mechir, but as far as chulin is concerned, it has absolutely no dinim. Happens to be that one of them you can make a carb, and one of them you can't. That should be like two kosher foods, one you could eat with milk, and one you can't. That should be, have that problem, the rift's problem with avashesh lematirin, that it shouldn't be batal. So if the Ran is telling us the Yisayit, he's learning it in the Rif, that the Yisayit is that the reason why you can't be mevatel meat in Pariv, that even your old Recha is lav milsa, but the meat is not batal in Pariv because the Davash Eish Matirim, you could use the Pariv for fleishach, so for Pariv, you don't have to mix it with milk. So why wouldn't you say the same thing with animals? The fact that an animal can't be used as a carbon, but it could be used for anything else, so vaita, it should be considered like a davish eshematirim, and it shouldn't be batal. Actually, the Gemara says it isn't batal, but the Gemara is mashma, that there's a chiddush. This is the chiddush that it's not batal, like we're going to explain soon, because it's davish eshematirim, or because it's balei chayim. L'chayim, it can't be batal simply because davish eshematirim. So the Eilish Shleimai, his first teretz is interesting. His first teretz is that ain't a chinami. The Ikka Gemara's kasha is treifa. Then it says here that a treifa is not batal. A treifa happens to be treif. It happens to be us even lahedit. So that, you wouldn't have the taina davashesh matir. Everything else in the Mishnah anyway can't become batal because it's davashesh matir. The only thing left is treifa. Treifa, that fits into this category that the Gemara is discussing, that it's not batal because it's a davashesh matir, of course it's a bal chai. Very interesting teretz. The thing is that, with Miyoshev, I saw in the Masifta Gemara also, that Rav Meshua Salvechik said a deek in Shir, he doesn't understand why the Mishnah said, Kol asurim l'gabi mizbeach, oisim m'chol shehein. Like it's a klal and asurim l'gabi mizbeach. The Rambam also brings it that way. The Rambam and asurim mizbeach brings down, Kol asurim l'gabi mizbeach, mamish like the Lashon in the Mishnah. Mechar, it's not a klal. The Gemara here is not marich about it, but the Gemara in Svachim is mavur, that the Yisrael Adavr is, because it's a Davr Shem Aminyan, because it's a Baal Chai, it's a Choshev a thing, it's not Batal. It's not a din of Kol Asur and Lagabim Mizbeach. So Shtikl HaMeduyik, I mean, Lachari, you could say that Enechinami, but Kol Asur means all the animals that are Asur. We're talking about animals, we're talking about Karbanos. Well, Lachari, it should apply to Yayin or to Shemen or to things like that, which aren't balechayim and aren't necessarily davish of a minyan. So the feeling of l'shleima, it's a lot better, because when you're dealing with a bittel by kachim, that's not a davish shematir. When you're dealing with karbanos, that a behemah that was raiv was nesarif together with the karbanos, so there would be a din, there's a havmin as a din bittel, because it's not a davish shematir. You have to come on to balechayim, you have to come on to davish of a minyan. Mashenk and Amish is dealing with behemah schulin. So Be'emes is b'chlal no din bittul. That's kol asurin l'gabim mizbeach. Hayes, we're talking about chulin, which is also l'gabim mizbeach. That doesn't have a bittul stamp because it's a davashesh matirim. The one exception is treifa. Treifa happens to be also l'hedya, so that would have a din bittul. Treifa always has a din. It's a bal chai. It happens not to be a bittul because it's a bal chai. But it's a very big chiddush. He says in other teretz that the Ran himself says, l'mashal, Shruma is not called the Davash Eish Lematirim. Or a Chatas is not called the Davash Eish Lematirim. It's a Gemara in Yevamos, that Pe'alav and Mebeis. And the reason why is because it's not a Davash Eish Lematirim at all, because to a Kayin, it's Mutter. Completely Mutter. There's no din a bit of Bechlal. And for Yisrael, it's completely Asr. It will never become Mutter. So the fact that it's Asr to one person and Mutter to another person, that's not called the Davash Eish Lematirim. So the Ran says, that's not a Kasha on the Rif. The Rif is saying that meat is called a davish eish matirim because you can eat it without the milk. That's because to the same person you can eat it without the milk. So it's not called, that's called a davish eish matirim. You have an eifen hetter for it. Mashegin, if for a specific person it's usher completely, So for that person, it's a davar shein lematirin. That's the end of the Ran there, Nadar. So Zakta Ayla Shleimai, so the Mizbeach could be called like a person. The Mizbeach can have a din like a person. So for the Mizbeach, for a carbon, for Gevoya, it's a davar shein lematirin. For a person, for a hedyah, it's not negei a bittel. What's the difference if it's a raiva or esnan or mechir? And for gvaya, it's a davar she'ein lebetirin, even though now it's chulin. But the negeya for gvaya, to make it a carbon, to give it to gvaya, that's like a person. It's not like a use. It's like a person. It says you find in Krisus daf yadal, the gabe nisr chalal isr, that when it gets an isr to be makd on a mizbeach, that's like an isr kailal. Migu that it's also a mizbeach, it's also for people. In other words, Gevaya has a din like a person. So in Mele, the whole kasha is not shver. The kasha was, according to the Ran's Havana, anything which has an oifen of a heter is a davar sheish lematirin because it's called heter beheter. This doesn't have an oifen of heter. For you, it's mutter. But for Gevaya, it has no oifen of heter. For Gevaya itself, that is the iser. That's called a davar shein lematirin. So nachzor to the Gemara. The Gemara had asked the Kasha, why do we need this Mishnah? We already have the Resha of the Mishnah in Zvachim that says, when a chatas ha-mesis or shara nisklon, it says, arev b'zvachim, it's not batul. Why do we need this Mishnah to say it's not batul? And the Gemara says that there it's different because it's Isur Enoh have chashivas, and that's why it's not batul. Here it's not Isur Enoh, you would think it's batul. And the Gemara in Zvachim, like Rashi and Tosfos bring, say that the chiddush the other way is that you would think from this Mishnah that it's only asa l'gvaya, you wouldn't think it's asa l'hedyit, but there it says that they all have to be mace, so that teaches you it's asa l'hedyit. Then the Gemara asks from the Sefer of the Mishnah in Zvachim, which talks about a roiva and a nirva getting mixed up with karbanis, so it's not Yisur Enoh, and that's also not batal. And the Gemara says the chilag is, there it's with karbanis, so it's me'isi. Here it's with chulin, you would think it's not me'isi. And Rashi and Taisus bring the Gemara in Zvachim. Why do you need that Mishnah for? You need that Mishnah to tell you the takana, they're ready karbanis, so they all have to wait till you get a mum and had to be paid to them. And then the Gemara asks a third question, that by chulin we also know it's not batal, because of a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that says, ve'elu asurin v'asurin b'chol shehein, Yainesech, Avedis Kechavim, Tzipar Mitzayr, Eris Levuvin, and all these things which are Isuri Anah. So these are both by Chulin. Our Mishnah is by Chulin. That Mishnah is by Chulin. Why do we need two Mishnayis that by Chulin it's not Batul? I just want to ara, the Gemara in Zvachim had two pshatim why in the Mishnah there in Zvachim it's not Batul. The first pshat was because it's a Davish of a minion. And the Gemara goes into the pratim of davar shebeminyan, the discussion of es shadarki limanes and kol shadarki limanes. In order to have a davar shebeminyan, do you need it's exclusively something you count? You never sell it without counting it, or is it something which is customarily counted? And even if you occasionally sell it by estimation, that would also be called a davar shebeminyan. And that was one teretz in the Gemara, that it's al davar shebeminyan, and it would fit in with at least one Tana which held that it would be considered like a davar shebeminyan, something which is normally counted, that gives a chashivas. And then Rav Ashi says, no, you don't have to say a yisayit of davar shebeminyan. You could say another thing of balei chayim, animals, live animals, have a chashivas and they're not batal. So the Gemara that asked the Kasha, and who within the Gemara in Zvachim that asked the same Kasha, then why do we need this Mishnah for? Tepik lay, we have the mission of Avodah Zarah, that these Yisur Enoh, not Batul. Lechayr is going with the Pshat of Davar Shebeminyan. If it's going with the Pshat of Balei Chaim, most of these things in the mission of Avodah Zarah are actually not Balei Chaim, so it would be no Dimyan. Lechayr is going with the Pshat of Davar Shebeminyan. That's how the Gemara in Avodah Zarah learns there, that we're dealing with Davar Shebeminyan, and Davar Shebeminyan is not Batul, so the Gemara wants to know why we need two Mishnayis for that. So the Gemara says it's Richasa. And there are two Gersayis in the Gemara. The Gersas HaSvarim is that there it's Yisuri HaNah, but here it's not Yisuri HaNah, so we would think that'd be Batul. And here it's Lekvaya, so it's Mais, but Lehedit, you would think it is Batul, Kamash Malon. But the Berchas HaZevach changes it, as indicated by the parentheses and by the Agah on the side, he wants it to be the same teretz the Gemara gave in Zvachim. That the Gemara in Zvachim says that the mission of Avodah Zarah is simply for a hedyot. So Mamela, now we don't mind telling a hedyot he has to throw everything away. But here, by Karbanis, you would think you can't be mafsid all these Karbanis, so the Rabbanim were not machmir b'chai gavna because of the pseudo de kachim, kamashmon, even by Karbanis, it's not batal. And who would then the other way you could say that if it's by Karbanis, maybe Karbanis is worse because it's mayis l'gvaya, mashayin kain by a head, you would think it's okay, kamashmon, that's why I need both mishnayis, side the Mishnah by Karbanis, and side the Mishnah by chulin. So the Berachos of Zevach changes the girsa here to shtim with the girsa in Zvachim. But the Agoyin Sagrab and more Barichos in the Chak Nosan says that no, it's two different Gemaras. It's actually asking two different questions. The Gemara in Zvachim is asking, the Gemara, the Reisha of the Mishnah in Zvachim, the first thing the Gemara here brought, the Chatayus HaMesus or the Shor HaNiskol that gets mixed into the Karbanos. And it's not Batul. Against, why do you need that Mishnah when you also have the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah that all Isuri Anah that gets mixed in is not Batul? So there the answer is that both Isuri Anah, you can't answer like this Gemara that one's Isuri Anah and one's not. There's also Isuri Anah. We're talking about Echatas HaMesis HaShar HaNiskol. So there the answer is that we're talking about Karbanos. HaShar HaNiskol is getting mixed into animals that are already Karbanos. So you would think, as Pseidit the Kachim, we're more makel, we allow it to be batal. Vashenkin for Chulin, Pseidit the Chulin, we're not so makel, we don't care so much about the mele, we throw them all out. Or maybe Fakert, maybe Dafka by Kachim, we're more machme, because it's Mias Lekvaya, Vashenkin by Chulin, we'll be more makel. But that's the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara in Zvachim is asking a Kasha from the Mishnah there of the Chatas HaMesis being this Arev with Karbanos to the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. But our Gemara is asking from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, like the Gemara said before, is talking about Chulin. The Teruvus of the Reva, the Nirva, the Asna, Mechir, Vechuli, is talking about with Behemai Skulin. So you can't answer Hafsid of Kachim. There is no Hafsid of Kachim. Use other Behemis to bring a Karban. Don't use these Behemis. There, it's already kachim. There's nothing you could do. And you can't be paid to them either. There's absolutely nothing you could do. They're all kulanu mesim. So avadah is the hafsid of kachim. But here, there's no hafsid of kachim. They're behemoth schulin. He just won't be able to use them for a carbon. Use another thing for a carbon. So the Gemara can't answer that. But here, the Gemara can answer the teretz that says here. That's talking about Isuri Anah. Isuri Anah, we have a more of a sword to say it's not batal. Like the Gemara mentioned before. So you have two Mishnayis by Chulin, but the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah is talking about Isuri Anah. So we know that Isuri Anah, together with Davar Shebeminyan, is not Batal. Now, Shenkin, our Mishnah is not Isuri Anah, so Mel, you think it's Batal. It doesn't have the Chshivas of Isuri Anah. And if we'd only say our Mishnah, so our Mishnah, even though the Gemara before said that it's not considered Mois, it's not as Mois, because the bittul is taking place by a carbon of chulin, by a behemah of chulin. But since l'maiso, the din that's negay is negay to bring it as a carbon, you would think that the chazal machme, even when the bittul took place, when it was still chulin, but still, you can't bring it for a carbon, it's mais. Mashayin kain, to eat it, to use it, for a hedyot, there's no chumris in bittul b'chlal, kamashmul and yana mishnah. So meila, adarabba, they'll go with the gears to the Gemara. And it's Mendoyik, why Agamar had to specifically say the Teretz of Isuri Anah, it couldn't say the Teretz of Hafsid Kachim, because we're not dealing with any Hafsid Kachim here, like the Gemara just said before. We're dealing with the Teruvus occurring when it was Gulen. And only here the Gemara can answer Isuri Anah, because in our Mishnah, there is no Isuri Anah, as opposed to the Mishnah in Zvachim, where we're talking about Chatayis HaMesis, and Shor HaNiskol with his Isuri Anah, there the Gemara couldn't answer Isuri Anah, there specifically the Gemara answered Hafsid Kachim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.